Jesus. Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 And these white camp songbooks. Let's open to number 5. Oh, wonderful name. Name of Jesus. How my heart thrills to hear.
Thank you.
Stars were singing, and the world was newly born, and all life was filled with music, music of the morn. There was one above the splendor, who commanded it to be, and in all the heavenly radiance, none so fair as he. When man's heart was growing weary, and his feet had gone astray, and his God seemed high in heaven, very far away, then there came from heaven a Savior, to whom shepherds bowed the knee, and the wise men made their offerings, none so wise as he. When my early hope was darkened by the sin that won the day, and I stumbled in the shadows, groping for the way, then his grace and promise beckoned, and he welcomed even me. And in all the human story, none so kind as he. Ever clear and ever clearer shall his glory yet increase, and the praises of his people never, never cease. They shall grow into his likeness, for his beauty they shall see. And in all the ransomed future, none so great as he. That's our Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord. Let's sing All Hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate before him. Bring forth the royal diamond, crown and Lord of all. It's number 21. In our hymn books, the maroon hymn books, 23.
call. Come, spread your trophies at his feet. Crown him Lord of all. Sing. Table worship. Just like to announce that tomorrow morning's worship will be in the dining room at the table. You still staying for that? No, think so. Then I have to give you opportunity, but only if you want to say, or I was going to say up at the dining room, we'll have opportunity for those that are leaving on Saturday tomorrow. If they'd like to give a word of testimony, we make that strictly voluntary, especially for guests. But if you want to, I don't know. You're welcome to. Okay. Anybody else leaving before table worship? Who would like to say something? Okay. Tomorrow morning at the table, please, to the breakfast table, bring your Bibles. Everybody attends table worship. Everyone on the grounds attends table worship, unless they come to me and tell me why they can't make it. And those folks can be excused with a good reason. Okay, got that? It's especially Saturdays we have table worship because there's a lot of coming and going, and there's extra work to do. And table worship is abbreviated, and it's abbreviated for you folks that have extra work to do. That's why it's shorter. So that's why you are expected to be there. Thank you. And we're going to have a wonderful time. Bring your Bibles. Thank God for his presence manifested among us during this week. I'm sorry that I can't stay with you, but you folks are very fortunate in that one of my best friends is coming to fill in or take my place. Maybe I was filling in for him the first week, I don't know. But he's my brother Kenny Friedman. And he's coming up with his dear family, Lily, his wife, and his children, Kenny, and Natalie, and Bethany. And you're going to give him a big welcome. You're going to be so happy also to enjoy his ministry. He's a dear man of God. And by the way, those kids are also the grandchildren of the Shreks, because Lily is their precious daughter, Johnny's favorite daughter. And I have one of those too. Okay. And I'm so glad that Brother Kenny, Brother Friedman, can come and join us and serve the Lord among us. I'm sure it's going to be a rich time as he joins us tomorrow. I think that was the only announcement. Breakfast is regular time, 8:30, but bring your Bibles, okay? And we'll have worship together. And we will have opportunity tomorrow for some brief testimonies. And it doesn't have to be that you're leaving, by the way. I just want to give opportunity tonight. I'd like to start a little bit earlier tonight because I really have something in my heart. Maybe I should share it now so some of you will be looking to the Lord and taking faith for this. When we close the meeting, come to the altar tonight, bow before the Lord to deal with him over the things that we've heard and to wait upon him. I've had it in my heart, I'd like to close a little earlier if I can, but I've had it in my heart to that we ought to be praying one for another tonight. God will put that in your heart, especially you who are leaders of the staff, department heads. Lord, pray for those who are working with you. Put your arm around them and pray that God will bless them, break through in their lives, give them the grace that they need. We should be praying one for another. And it's not prohibitive, of course, for all of us to just pray one for another. You don't have to be a department head. You could be a waitress that just has it in your heart to pray for another waitress or a counselor. Pray for another counselor or a guest, to pray for a staffer or so on. So you young ladies are welcome to pray with other young ladies, and you young men, welcome to put your arm around another young man and pray that God will bless him and meet him. And all of us together tonight at the altar, I've just felt that we ought to do that tonight. Just call on the Lord for his strength and his grace to be ministered to us. We need him. We've mentioned that a number of times, how greatly we need him, but he's here for us. He wants to fill you with his Spirit. He wants to come and fill me with his Spirit. Give us more of Jesus and how we need him. I felt in my heart that we're going to look at a specific passage of Scripture tonight that also has to do with the pilgrim journey. It has to do with our goal. And the trials and temptations that beset us along the way. But first, let's sing. Stay upon Jehovah, our Lord. Against all the enemies of Christ and his kingdom, against the world, the flesh, and the devil, and that the Lord will make us victorious. He is for us. He is the captain of our salvation. He fights for us. He prays for us. And so we put our faith and trust in Jesus. And why did I say that? I said that because we're going to sing this song that I just started, 334 in the hymn books. And I'm going to tell you that the man that I've called on several occasions, Uncle Hans, the founder of this camp, Pastor Hans Walholm, he sang this song so often and still do at our church. I hope everyone who comes there regularly knows it by heart. I'll feel disappointed if I see you open the book. Not really. He called this our battle song. Strange battle song. Well, at least it's in four-quarter time, but it's a battle song, but he often referred to it. This is our battle song. He said, let's sing our battle song. Okay, 334, sing it together. Verse, we'll join you on the chorus. Keep playing now, okay?